obviously, like everyone knows, we do this at the end of the year. Just quick opening comments. One tremendous year. I think there's pride across the organization, from the field staff to the operations staff to the development staff to the scouts, front office, support staff, Rogers Center, across the board. I think we all had a blast. It was fun. You know, we wish we could have pulled out Game 6 and had an exciting game for us to try to get to the World Series, but can't say enough. And as sincere as I can be on this, I want to thank the fans. They were tremendous the entire year. Attendance hasn't been higher. TV ratings haven't been higher. It's the talk of the league. It's been the talk of the players. I think we put Toronto back on the map. And really, I think we put the sport in Canada back on the map. And that's direct correlation, and it's really a credit to the fans. I know this is going to come up today. Again, we're here to talk about the year that we just had. We're here to talk about 2016 going forward. I know I'm going to get asked about my status. One thing I just need to, you know, make clear out of the top is that this isn't the day to discuss that. I can say that it has been my decision to not have any discussions with respect to that because of the postseason and respect we were trying to do. I can't speak highly enough of Mark Shapiro, Rogers Communications. They've given me that respect, and they've given me that time. So that will be addressed at the appropriate time. The appropriate time is not today, but I can't stress that enough, that was my desire to let the postseason go on, let everyone enjoy what we were doing, and certainly not distract from what we were trying to do. So hopefully everyone can respect that. I'm not really going to talk about anything else, but it will be addressed in time. But today is to talk about the year going forward, plans, things like that, like we do each year.
Please raise your hand. Microphone will be brought to you for questions.
Alex, did you learn anything new about your team between the time, the end of the season, and the time the playoffs ended for the Blue Jays in terms of them being a playoff-type team?
No, and that's more of a credit to them. I think we learned a lot as an organization. You know, it's definitely been eye-opening for me as well, and I think for our staff. I do think we've turned a corner as an organization. I think we're in a position to win for a long time. I think we've kind of found ourselves a little bit from values, what we're about, what we want the organization to be about, and I'm talking about on the field. I think from an infrastructure standpoint, we've always maintained certain things, but I think we've got a lot more clarity on the type of players we want as part of this organization. Again, you want talent and great players, but also I know we've talked about it to death, but the type of values, makeup, character that we're going to bring in, we're going to stay consistent. And I looked across the field at the Royals, and I think they've done the same thing, and I think it started with them last year when it was bringing guys in like Raul Abanez, Josh Willingham, and so on. And then even you see the way that club is made up right now with the reputations of those players, you know, take away their abilities, what they're about. They're all about the team. And I think we've started to do the same thing. So game six, I know everyone talks about, you know, there's been talk about Price with his changeup and things like that. 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position is really what it came down to. You know, we were the best offensive team in the game. And, you know, I would bet on our guys not going 0 for 12 very often, but it happens. And you would take our offense. I think everyone else would. But that's what it came down to. We could have forced game seven at that point with Stroman on the mound, and it could have happened. But all that said, that's not to take anything away from the Royals. They earned it. They played us. They deserve to be in the World Series. They're a tremendously run organization. I have incredible respect for Dayton Moore and his staff. And the Royals deserve to be there. We couldn't get it done. But I also don't have any doubts that we had a World Series caliber team this year. So in a short series, we came up short.
Hey, Alex, I can appreciate that you don't want to talk about the future or don't want to talk about 2016 in the way that you haven't re-signed yet. But being that your contract runs out at the October 31st, can you make a deal now? Can you sign someone now? And if you can't, when can you?
No, we continue to do the job the way I always have. Continue to plan the way we always have. I've had meetings. Started going through free agency, trades, that continues at all times. So, you know, certainly have some ideas about 2016. again, like I always would, probably not going to divulge too many specifics, but can certainly touch on certain areas if you want to talk about that, what we might look to do, plans, things like that, and be as transparent as I can be without compromising our position.
Alex, ownership would have to be idiots not to see the impact that the revenues that can be made from a winning team, from a postseason team. Do you think it's going to be easier moving forward for you to go in and make big money deals or ask for money and players?
You know, hard to say. That really doesn't fall on my plate. As you guys know, my role here has always been I deal with the CEO. The CEO is the one that deals directly with ownership. That's always been the structure that we've had in place here. So it's just probably not my area to comment on that. I don't think it's lost on anyone, though. It's been great to see the turnout of the fans, the interest level in the ball club from the ratings on Sportsnet and so on. So you know, what that means, that's not my area. That's something that, you know, whether Paul can talk about now or Mark can talk about a week from now, they would be the ones to answer that.
Alex, what's your evaluation of the pitching staff at this particular time?
Sure. I mean, right now, you know, the guys that were, you know, when you look at the guys that made starts, we've got Drew and we got Stroman. Strada's a free agent, Price and Burley. We got an option on RA, which, again, we won't make any decisions until we have to, like we have in the past. But I think RA's put himself in a very good position. I know that last playoff start didn't go the way he wanted, but you know, that playoff start before against the Rangers, we had a chance to be eliminated that game, and he stepped up for us. And also, with the way he pitched in the second half of the year, we don't win the East, and we don't get to the playoffs without what he did for us. So he's been in a very good position, and I think we've got a solid core there, but certainly we're going to need to add to it, and that could be either through the free agent market or trade. And we certainly have already talked about some ideas on both fronts.
Alex, over to your right.
Got it.
The offense can all be back if you want everybody to be back, with the exception of Navarro, I guess. But there are teams that do make changes anyway year to year. I mean, you guys scored so many runs and had such a great offense. But is there any thought to maybe making some little tweaks or changes, just because a lot of times when good teams go into the off season saying everything's great, we're going to keep it the same, it doesn't tend to work out?
No, that's fair. I guess I would say is, look, we had a tremendous offense this past year. Everyone's aware of that. We feel outstanding because of we have everybody under control. Our whole position player group is pretty much under control other than Dionne Navarro. But in terms of our starting nine, we have control of all those guys. So I don't have any doubts that we're going to have a strong offensive club. That said, we wouldn't rule out some changes to the position player side. And I'm not saying that's part of the plan. I think the thought would be to be more opportunistic. You know, we had the owner last year as our starter. Didn't, you know, I know no one felt there was a need to make a change there, and we didn't have plans to make a change there, but Russ was the one player that we would go out and get if we could. So there's going to be some players out there, whether it's free agency or in trade, that if we feel they're upgrades and we can get better, the one thing we won't do is get complacent, and you're still always going to look 2 or 3 years out. So you know, no one thought we were going to go out and do something at shortstop, and we did that during the season, but we had tried to do that in the offseason. So as we sit here today, we have our offensive team intact, but that's not to say that we're going to ignore trying to get better. You can always get better.
Hey, Alex, right ahead. After trading away a lot of prospects mid-season, would you guys be hesitant at all to trade your minor league players this offseason?
I think you're always very careful of doing that. It depends what you get back. Years of control, again, part of the Josh Donaldson deal, we trade a lot of young talent that we like, but knowing that we can have Josh for 4 years at the salaries that he's going to command through the arbitration level made sense to us. So I think like anything else, it's a sliding scale. You're certainly going to weigh what you're acquiring, what you'd have to give up. In a perfect world, you keep all your young players. You know, you can just go sign a player, but we all know the free agent market's not necessarily the most desirable place to be. So I think we're going to be open-minded to anything. And, you know, the one thing is we still have a lot of really good young prospects we're excited about. The same way that they're not as famous right now, but they will be as they start to move along. And, again, I can't say enough about our scouts and our development staff. They continue to churn these guys out. And I still think we're one of the stronger clubs, and I think we're going to continue to get better with some other things we have planned.
Alex, over to your right. If I understand correctly, Mark Shapiro takes over this job November 1st. You're out of a contract October 31st. Does that mean that you're prepared to wait until you're out of a contract to negotiate? How quickly do you need clarity on this?
I guess all I'd say is that the offseason started after we lost the game. That's going to be addressed. Obviously, it's something that's going to be dealt with. And again, like I said, it's been my desire to let the postseason play out and not have any distractions. So anything specifics other than that, you guys know I never wanted my contractual status out there. It hadn't been out there for years. It got out there last year in the month of August. Definitely not by me. And as a result, I've had to deal with it. So going forward, hopefully, it's not something that I'm going to have to talk about again. But, we have a lot of things to get done, player options, things like that. It'll be on the list, I guess, things to get addressed. And I probably wouldn't want to get into timelines or things like that.
Out in your left field. Hi, it's James with the CBC. How important is David Price to the future of the Toronto Blue Jays?
He was great for us. Can't say enough. Again, he pitched four times against New York, won three of those games, could have won the fourth. 9-1, I believe, overall. Huge part of us getting to the postseason, winning the division. And also, big part of making the culture in the clubhouse even stronger than it already had been. So, I think we've come out and said this very obviously. We have strong interest in David being back. I know he's very open to being back here. Where that leads, where it goes, I have no idea at this time. It's too early. He's earned the right to be a free agent. We knew that when we acquired him. But I do think the fact that he did get to spend the time he did here, to see the fan support, to see what Canada was about, what Toronto was about, the organization, what the clubhouse was like, staff, I think it opened his eyes. And I don't want to talk for him too much, but I think we'll certainly be in the game. But again, with free agency, you just don't know. But I think it's fair to say us, along with a lot of other clubs, would have interest in having him back.
Alex, when spring training rolls around, will Sanchez and Osuna be competing for spots in the rotation?
Yeah, it's something we've started to talk about internally. We're not sure yet. We have the ability to do that. I think there's scenarios that could happen. And that's part of our planning. We've talked about do we go out and get some starters and keep them in the bullpen, have a strong, to continue to make that bullpen even stronger. Long term, we do view both of them as starters. But at the same time, we're in a position where we have a chance to win. So that's something that we're going to need to balance. And I think we just have to stay open mind throughout the winter to see what comes up. You have ideas and players that we're gonna pursue. We have a list of guys we think, or one, we know the free agent market, the list of guys that we think will become free agents through the arbitration process. And I think it all depends on what else is available and what else we do. So I don't think we're ready to commit to anything right now, and I don't know when we would. At some point, we'll have to make a decision, but it doesn't need to be in late October at this time.
This is live coverage on Sportsnet 590, the Fan of Alex Anthopoulos' season-ending news conference.
Great question. Saunders, obviously, someone we need to monitor his health. He's doing well, so we'll continue to keep tabs on that. Ben had a very good 2 months for us. And obviously, we've got Pilar and Jose in center and right. So, Dalton, we think, has made tremendous strides this year. So we feel like it's an area of depth. Knowing it's an area of depth, that gives us some options come the winter. So, the one thing that we do know, though, is players get hurt, and you're going to need that depth. So you're always going to balance that out. So we'll see how left field shapes up with what we have going on. But, Ben did a great job. We think Mike, if we can get him on the field and stay healthy, we think his upside is huge. And we think Dalton's upside is tremendous as well. So it's a good problem to have. Having too many good players is something that you always want.
Alex, yeah. Over here.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
In previous years, the gap between yourselves and other teams were pretty obvious. This year, where do you see the gap between yourselves and, say, the KC Royals in terms of getting over the hump and taking the next step?
Hey, you know what? This is, I don't look back at, and this is not to take it away from the Royals, because, again, they were very deserving of being in the World Series, and they beat us. So we were, again, I said this earlier, I believe we were a World Series caliber team this year. Again, it doesn't mean you're going to win in the playoffs and get there, but you know, talent level and what we had, can you get better? Sure. But again, you can go through the ifs and so on, and people can talk about strike calls and home run balls and all that stuff's fine. Just to break it down again, it's if we were a weak offensive club, you'd say, you know what, 0-for-12, we're a weak offensive club, you shouldn't be surprised by that. But 0-for-12 in a deciding game that you lose by one run, who knows what happens. If you tie it up, you get to game seven at that point. I think with everything that went on, I think everyone agrees we were one of the better teams in the game. We were certainly capable with the talent we had on the team of winning the whole thing. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. So I feel good, and it doesn't mean that we're going to be complacent or we can't get better. I have to be careful about being specific about where we can get better just because of a negotiation standpoint. You know, when we're going to go out and try to acquire some guys in trade or, you know, talk to some free agents. So I think one thing we're going to do is continue to try to balance out the lineup, depth in the bullpen, depth in the rotation, and continue to really focus on character and makeup and having a Blue Jays type of player. And I do think we've established ourselves. There's an identity for this team right now, an identity for this organization. I think it's going to continue. And it starts, I believe, with the front office of the type of people that we bring in here. And I think it'll carry over. And I think what you saw this year, we all saw it. It was sincere. It was genuine. It was a team. I've talked about it before. I think I've starting to hit my stride a little bit, if you want to put it that way. I'm starting to understand some things a little bit more. So I feel very confident that we're going to have a certain type of players here going forward. Team-oriented, selfless, hard-nosed, smart in terms of on-field players, talented, very good athletes, good defensively. Those are things I would expect us to have. It doesn't mean it's always going to work out, but those are things that are going to be prioritized here, and I think those are the type of clubs you're going to see here.
Alex Deadahead, you've obviously got some decisions to make with Marco Estrada. Where do you stand with him, and in general, when you're weighing whether or not to give out a qualifying offer, what are some of the factors that you weigh?
Yeah, hard for me to really comment on any player with respect to qualifying offers, but with respect to Estrada, I was in on Sunday, saw him, he was just getting his stuff ready. I talked to him, not for all that much time, but I reiterated to him that we'd like to have him back. I think that's stating the obvious there, and he would like to be back. So it's a great starting point. We'll see where that goes. But I'm optimistic and I'm hopeful that he's going to be here going forward. Again, with free agency, you can't guarantee anything, but the fact that both sides have a willingness to have it get done, you know, we're going to do everything we can to have him back here.
Jean-François Poudrier de Radio-Canada, Alex, à ta droite, voilà. À quel point es-tu satisfait du travail que tu as accompli cette année? Est-ce qu'il y a une décision que tu as prise dont tu es le plus fier, en fait, que tu as réalisé cette année?
Je pense pas qu'il y a une décision qu'on est plus fier d'une autre. Je pense que toutes les transactions, toutes les décisions, tout le monde qui a travaillé ici, c'est pas une personne qui a fait le travail ici, c'est les 25 joueurs, c'est les recruteurs, c'est les tout le monde qui travaille sur le terrain, puis tout ça. Mais on est fiers de la saison qu'on a eue. On est vraiment fiers que quoi on a vu à la part de les partisans au Québec, à l'ouest, à l'est. C'était vraiment incroyable pour voir ça. Puis même aux États-Unis, tout le monde commençait à parler de les Blue Jays, du baseball ici. C'est ça qu'on est vraiment fiers. Puis je pense que ça va continuer maintenant.
Alex, so many things that you have on your plate, obviously including your own contract, but what do you view as the number one thing that you have to get wrapped up?
You know, I never view it as an order of priorities just because, and I think this was my mindset when I first got the job. I think Billy Beane told me this, there's always a lot to do and you're never going to get caught up. And the way I approached it, I remember when I first got this job, was you just work with the calendar. And the calendar will dictate the order of what you need to get done. So we're going to have guys. We have minor league free agents that are going to hit soon, big league free agents that are going to hit soon, qualifying offer decisions, club option decisions. as the calendar comes set, that's as the decisions will come. So if we have things that can wait till January, we'll do it then. So I know you're smiling because I know where you're going to go with this, but we just work with the calendar and that'll be the order, but that's pretty much the way you do it.
Alex, concernant le futur de Le Gérant, does the new president have to meet with John Gibbons before he's approved for next year? And what's the future of your coaching staff? And what's your opinion of John's performance this year?
Yeah, I can't. Obviously, it's not my place to speak for, you know, Mark or that position or like that at all. You know, he'll certainly have the opportunity to do all that stuff. You know, in terms of my view with the staff, you know, I'll sit down with John. We'll review it as we would each year. We'll talk about it. You know, stating the obvious again, I thought John did a tremendous job bringing this team together. He did not have the easiest time early in the year with the bullpen was unsettled early. He didn't complain. He continued to find solutions. You know, John's the one who got Chris Colabello up here. He's the one who said, let's give this guy a shot. And he had the foresight to do that, and that was a great move. You know, he didn't complain when he had two infielders play in the corner outfield. Batista had the shoulder. Saunders was hurt. Dalton had to go back down. I can't give him enough credit for the way he kept it together. And really, it was a reflection, too, of the way that club bus was handled day in and day out. Even if we were under 500, the mood stayed the same. And I know I've talked about this quite a bit. You've seen at times when things aren't going well, the floor can cave in a little bit. And it's a credit to John and the staff, the work that they did to keep things even keel and to get us going. And I always felt, even at the trade deadline, I know a lot gets made of the acquisitions, but we were a better club than we were at the time. We just needed to shore some things up. I do think we would have regressed in a good way back to where we should have been. Now, did the acquisitions help? Sure. But I do think, you know, we were bound to start getting better regardless. I just think some of those players just added to what we were trying to do.
Alex, to the back left here. As you watched the team progress throughout the playoffs, was there a particular facet of the team that revealed itself to you as a weakness that might need specific addressing?
You know, throughout the year, again, it's hard to complain about our offense because it was outstanding. You know, there were times throughout the year you're facing a starter, a reliever that struggles against left-handers, and we weren't as deep as we'd like to be. But, you know, even if someone struggles against the lefty, I still want Batista, Encarnacion, Donaldson. So I do think you can get a little bit of trouble if you try to force right-left balance at the expense of having a better player. And that's one thing we tried to maintain. But if you were to nitpick that, I think once we got better defensively, that was really, I believe that was the number one thing we needed to address. Having too low at shortstop, having two outfielders in the corners. You know, Jose Batista missed a lot of time in right field. So, and that was a big part of what happened. But now having, you know, a left fielder, and when we acquired Saunders, this is a guy that had played, you know, center field and right, had a good throwing arm. The plan was always to have a plus defender in left, have obviously Jose Batista in right and Pilar or Pompey in center, but to be a strong defensive outfield team. So I think we feel pretty good. Again, you always want to be deep in the bullpen. I think that goes without saying come playoff time. And you can have great starters, but we've seen some of the best starters in the game not necessarily get to the World Series. So we had a great club this year, and that's not too – I don't think I'm – that's overstating it. We really were. We didn't get it done, but we got close.
This is Sportsnet 590, the fans' live coverage of Alex Anthopoulos' 2015 postmortem news conference.
Marco Estrada change your evaluation and maybe baseball's evaluation of what he is with those two elimination game starts? And second base, Ryan Goins and Devin Travis, how does that look for you going forward?
Yeah, I'd say, well, you don't want to overweigh playoff performances, but that doesn't mean you don't want to give credit to them either. So, one, we needed those starts and thrilled that he had those outings. But like anything else, you know, players can step up during postseason and so on. And it's part of the equation. I think, if anything, it shows you that they have the ability to handle expectations, pressure, so on. But he had pitched well prior to those playoff starts, so it wasn't a surprise. And, you know, it was a huge part of our club. And I think, you know, the fact that he made as many starts as he did and threw as many innings as he did, those are all great signs. With respect to Goins and Travis, yeah, I would think right now, without having spoken to either guy, it's a position of strength and a position of depth. And as we sit here today, I would think we would let those two guys compete. come spring training. But again, we all know we need that depth, and the fact that Goins can play short and play all over the place is certainly encouraging. But Travis was tremendous. I mean, I think we tend to forget how good he was. After he got hurt, we never got him right. But I don't know where maybe it's not fair to prorate what he would have done over a month, but he was a legit bat that could turn to, and obviously Goins is tremendous defensively, but it's nice to have that problem. It's nice to have that depth. You know, you're gonna need that. And as we sit here today, my thought would be we would let those guys compete.
Alex, back to your left. The fact that you're not to dwell on your contract, but what could have been done, or what opportunities might you have been looking at if you had more certainty about your own status regarding maybe discussing an extension on an Estrada or a Lowe, or and then internally with your own staff, what kind of impact has the uncertainty had?
Hasn't had any impact. Continued to do the job the way I always have, and I was asked this in the winter, and I've been asked about it for a while. And again, you continue to do the job. So, you know, with respect to free agents, you know, again, I state, you know, we'd like to keep Price, we'd like to keep Estrada, I'd like to keep Navarro. You know, because we were there fighting to win the division, important games, getting to the playoffs, trying to advance, it wasn't the time to engage in contract discussions with any of those players. So I just don't think it would have been, you know, having been through a lot of contract negotiations with players, it's distracting, it's time-consuming, and you don't want to have any regrets or look back to say we took away from what we were trying to accomplish, because it was a great year. We had big things we wanted to get done. So I think it was the right approach, but now we can start dealing with that. So it started after the final out, and we're going to move forward. Yeah, same thing. We've progressed like we always would. Continued to handle things the way we always have, and that won't change.
Alex, you said earlier that you felt like this year you'd hit your stride a little bit. You started figuring things out. What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess it's, I mean, we definitely made some conscious changes last, you know, at the end of the year, last year. I know we've talked about this a few times in media interviews. We watched the Orioles celebrate on their field, and myself, Andrew Tinnish, Tony LaCava sat there, and we just talked about we haven't had problems bringing in great, talented players here, but maybe not the right fit for this organization or what we were trying to do and what we were trying to be about. And by design, last offseason, we really targeted a certain type of player, and we walked away from a lot of players that were talented and productive that didn't fit what we were trying to do. And I don't know that as a GM I would have done that a few years earlier. I was probably so caught up on value, contractual status, salary, things like that. And I think, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You learn from some things if you don't adjust. And I think that's why I think I sat here at the end of last year, first time I've ever said it, I said I was more excited about last offseason than I had been at any other time. It's excited about the financial flexibility we're going to have with players coming off the books, and also with our plan to target certain type of players. So there were times over the offseason that it's almost like trying to grab the forbidden fruit. You know, you have a need, you have a hole in the lineup, in the bullpen, in the rotation, and you know somebody may not be a great fit, but you need that talent. We walked away, and it paid off to stick with our approach. And like I said this after we won the East, I don't see ever going back to the other way. I think we'll always stick with a certain criteria going forward. And it took me a few years to finally realize some of those things.
Alex, what were your emotions like on Friday night? And did you get a chance to spend some time with Paul for that last game?
No, Paul did come down for the road games in Kansas City. Saw him after the game. I kind of watched the games all over the place, so I'm not really in one place. It was weird. I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't, and I think I was actually talking about this afterwards. I wasn't angry and I wasn't sad. I was more disappointed, by the way, just because I felt like, one, Kansas City's a great team, and they're a great organization, and they beat us. So, you know, you can go back and lament certain things, but, again, rather than home run call or a strike zone, which, look, we certainly could talk about that, I just look back at the runners in scoring position. We went 0-for-12. It happened. But it doesn't take away from, we had a great offensive club, and I'd take our club offensively and do that 100 times over, and I don't think we'd go over 12 again, but it happened. And that's part of the game, and you respect it. And I don't think it takes away from, there was still a tremendous feeling of pride, even though you wanted to keep playing and you felt like, wow, we win that game that night, game seven with Stroman on the mound. We may be talking about being in the World Series today, but it didn't happen. So it doesn't take away from having that sense of pride of, we had a great club, we have a great club going, we believe, and that what happened in this organization for baseball in Canada, Toronto, I mean, a lot of great things were accomplished this past year. And I think the challenge and the key now is to continue to build on that. And I have every confidence that we'll be able to do that.
Alex, in terms of, to your right, last year you were excited about having financial flexibility to work with. As things stand now, if you pick up Dickey's option, five guys at $71 million, Donaldson's getting a big raise, Revere's going to get expensive. How much wiggle room do you have to work with based on your planning to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think same answer I always give with respect to payroll. I never want to divulge that. It's just no advantage for anybody to know what we have to work with. I think we're in a different place than last year. We don't need to do anything on the position player front. It doesn't mean we won't. But we have a very good offensive club, and I expect that to continue. Need health, depth will always be important. And I think the bullpen still has an opportunity to be a strength. As of now, we need to do some work in the rotation. So I still think, you know, I think we're in a great position going forward. I think we could take the approach of the offseason of really focusing on the rotation and come back with a great club, assuming health. So I think we have less to do now than we did a year ago. And, you know, I'm not surprised with the success we had this year. Again, at the trade deadline, whether people believe in run differential or not, we do. And it was real. And we had a very good club. And I think a lot of people realize that as well. So, you know, we were a game out of a playoff spot at the trade deadline. So we will have some financial flexibility. But at the same time, we have a lot fewer needs in terms of the areas.
Alex, the mayor has just declared that tomorrow will be Blue Jays Appreciation Day. Your thoughts on that?
That's great. That's tremendous. I never got a chance to meet the mayor, but just knowing what was going on at the Bird's Nest, you know, obviously I was aware of that, and I think it was great that he did that, that he had those games being watched, and seems like a great supporter of the team, great supporter of sports, and it's very exciting. So, again, I think it's a credit to the interest level and the fans. That's more credit to them that something like that would happen because of the way they turned out and the interest in this team.
Alex, tu as mentionné que tu avais réalisé quel type de joueur vous aviez besoin cette année. Donc, quelles sont les qualités que vous allez chercher pour les joueurs là, au cours des prochains mois, les joueurs que vous voulez amener ici? Et est-ce que ce sera plus facile, selon toi, avec le succès que vous avez connu là, sur le marché des joueurs autonomes, d'attirer des gens ici à Toronto?
Sûr. Si tu regardes l'année passée, des gars comme Russ, Donaldson, Travis, même un gars comme Smoke, après, pendant la saison, Tulowitzki, Ben Revere, c'est tous des gars qui ils veulent gagner. L'équipe, c'est la priorité numéro un pour ces joueurs-là. Ils travaillent fort, sont intelligents, ils jouent fort. Puis ils sont fiers d'être ici, puis ils comprennent aussi c'est quoi être de jouer pour eux. Pas pour juste une ville, mais pour un pays. Mais en même temps, ce sont des joueurs qui sont vraiment productifs, puis ça va être la chose la plus importante. Mais des choses comme ça, c'est on va continuer à faire ça, puis je crois que on va commencer à parler avec des agents libres, puis des agents. Je crois qu'il va avoir plus d'intérêt à jouer ici maintenant à cause de les foules, à cause de l'intérêt, à cause qu'on a finalement on était aux séries puis on a une bonne équipe.
Alex, this way here. So tomorrow's Blue Jays Appreciation Day, but it's also first day of the World Series. You're going to be tuning in. Do your viewing habits change a little bit? Do you watch as a fan, as a GM?
You know what? Normally, because there's still work to do in the offseason, if you're not in the playoffs, you're normally getting work done. So in the past, you're normally, speaking for myself, you'd be in the office trying to get some stuff done because it's a little bit of a race till the end of the World Series because you know things get started, especially if you do plan on doing some things early. So my thought right now is it'd be with one of those things that when I get home, I'll get home late. If it's in the eighth inning or something, I'll catch the last inning or two, but probably not going to be locked in and following, but more focused right now on the offseason and the work we want to get done.
Alex, right here in the middle. You know, the whole city, as you said, got behind this team. The whole country got behind this team. Unfortunately, the guys really couldn't pull it out in game six. What do you say? What is the message to the fans moving forward into next season?
We're going to keep it going. You know, I can't. I have no idea in terms of wins and losses. We're excited. I think the exciting team that they saw is going to continue, and we're going to look to continue to push the envelope and get better. And I'm just as excited as I've always been because I do think, you know, as an organization, we've improved, we've gotten better, not just on the field, but our decision making, the process, things like that. So I feel confident this is sustainable. That doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps in the road along the way or players get hurt, but I think the city is going to continue to have a team that they're proud of. And I think you're always going to be proud and happy with a winning team, but by design, this was a good group of guys, a likable group of guys that wanted to be here, that liked being here, that understood what it meant to play for not only the city, but for the country as well. And I know it can seem a little corny, but there's something to that, and it's real. And these guys realize it. They talked about it, not always to the media, but you certainly see it. We represent the city, the country. It's a great thing to see, and we got to witness it. It was unbelievable to see what we all did. And it started with the fans and the support, and I think everyone thrived off that.
Alex, you talk about working the calendar and all the future plans that you have, but how much would you like to be here again, say, next Monday with all of us saying, hey, I've signed? Like, how soon is this?
Yeah, I don't have any timelines. It's been my choice to put things off till the postseason was over. The focus on that. So it'll be addressed. It'll be addressed. I think I've been very adamant and clear. Love Toronto. I live here, kids, school, all that kind of stuff. So, I guess what I'd say is that'll get addressed, but there's plenty of other things. We got club options. We have free agents. So, you know, we're going to continue to do the work that we always do.
Alex, just to go back on a couple of things that you said before, you talked about walking away from talented players to get the mix that you wanted. You had said in the past that you're always going to give somebody a second chance, no matter what his reputation in the game is. Has that changed at all? And second part of it, when you do stay here late at night and you drive home after a long night of work, will you be calling in to the postseason Jays talk during the World Series?
That's an interesting one on the second chance because I've looked back. I always reflect back on, you know, things you do in the past and you want to learn from them. I don't know now that I would be as lenient, if you want to put it that way, from my own values, philosophy. I do believe philosophically in second chances overall. I'd probably say it'd be much more case by case and case specific. I'd really want to do the work on what happened, why, and try to come away with what do I believe the player's about, what do I believe their values are about, and more importantly, do they fit our team, our clubhouse? And again, I've said this before too, I think early on in my career, I thought, well, makeup, character, you know, throw in a DeRosa here, sprinkle in a Henry Blanco here, and you're done. And it doesn't work that way. And I guess the more I've looked at it, I think it's, people have said, well, you know, I think you need to have 20 to 23 of those guys. And I'm not saying that type of, you know, you need talented players, but the makeup of the team to make it a team, I think you need to overflow the team with those kind of guys. And the one or two guys can maybe be the guys that aren't as rock solid as you'd like. But to think you have a mix where the majority is a certain way and a small minority are the quality guys, I don't think it works. And that's probably been the big change, is that the one or two, there might only be one or two or three, I guess, that wouldn't completely be exactly where we want them to be. And as for calling into Jay's talk, I think Wednesday nights with JP was so good that we have to just leave that retired.
Just on your left, Alex, Have you had any discussions with the coaching staff regarding Sanchez in the setup role, or is there any thoughts about him moving back to be a starter?
Yeah, we've talked about that internally, but you know, now the year just got done. We'll talk to the group, and those will be things that we talk about. We'll get everyone's opinions, thoughts. We do it at the end of each year. Want to get the coaches' input. But obviously everything's been so fresh. So off-season starts right away, and part of that is to get the opinions of everybody on the staff. And, you know, Aaron and what his role is going forward will be discussed. Osuna, what his role is going forward will be discussed. And before we make any decisions, we're going to involve the players as well. So you won't see any announcements coming from me before we've actually talked to the player first.
Alex, historically, the top 10 free agent starting pitchers are all 7-year, 6-year contracts. I know that you, in the past, you've said you always support the president. With the new president coming in, are you going to talk to him and recommend maybe extending beyond 5 years as a club policy?
Yeah, one, you always, again, like anything, I think you support the manager, you support the CEO. I'm a big chain of command guy, and I respect certainly those positions, especially the ones that you report to. So that being said, I think any relationship, you have input, and you give your input, and almost every time people hear that, but a decision's got to be made, and that comes from the top. So yeah, I have opinions and ideas on things, but at the same time, I do think the CEO is the one to set the course for the organization, and it's up to the GM and the manager and everyone else to support that. So just don't think it's my place to start getting into those type of things. And look, when March starts, that'll all be decided and talked about.
Hey, Alex, any regrets this season?
Wish we would have got a hit with a man on third, but or a sack fly, or you know what? Off top of my head, no. I really tried to not. I had so many people tell me, you got to try to enjoy this, try to enjoy this. A lot of GMs that had been in the postseason, I'll say they didn't enjoy it enough. So I tried my best to enjoy it. It was important to me. I really made a concerted effort to enjoy it, and I didn't want to take away, I didn't want one game to define the work that we did as an organization, as a group. So I think the word pride is a good one. I think that's what everyone feels, whether it's fans, people in the organization. I think at every level, I think there's a tremendous sense of pride. And the fact that we feel confident this is going to continue. So, now, I don't think there's one that jumps out.
Alex, John Gibbons has taken a lot of slings and arrows over the years. At one point during the season, there were rumors he was about to be fired, rumors in the media. Do you think the success this year has vindicated John?
I mean, it's hard for me to say that. I always think he's done an outstanding job. I mean, I've been on the record at no point. I know it was media speculation, but no one talked to me about it. So, not once, I can say this wholeheartedly, was there any discussion of any type of changes at all. No, when we were playing the Washington Nationals, that's when a report came out, and unfortunately I had to call him and tell him this is completely fabricated. Even had Paul called me, saying, where does this report come from? He was in his car. I said, I have no idea. So it's part of the job, it happens. I think he did a tremendous job. You know, we won the division in what we all believe was a great division. I mean, the worst club was basically 500 in the Red Sox, a 78-win team. So the parity was incredible, the talent was incredible, and everyone went into the season trying to win and had a good opportunity to win. So I think John did a tremendous job. He got us through the ALDS. He handled the clubhouse well. I think he handled the media well. I think his in-game was outstanding. And look, that's no manager is going to be flawless. He's made so many good moves. I always use the reference of it's like an umpire or a third base coach. You never come away from a game and say, wow, that ump did a great job. It's the one or two calls that may not have gotten a certain way or move that people remember and complain about. And the same thing with a third base coach. You never talk about all the great sends that a third base coach makes. It's the one guy that gets thrown out. And there really weren't that many, if any, that were really obvious things that you would look back in terms of his in-game. So I can't say enough about what a great job I think he did this past year.